4 minutes.
Yeah, so welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the African Gents Podcast. We're back again. New year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year to you guys, and
Happy New Year, Happy New Year.
Right, it's me again, Danny Oder, joined by
co-host Dennis Oder.
Yep. Yeah. And today we have a special guest
who has been wanting to be on the podcast for a while.
For the longest.
He was the second like when we started our podcast.
Oh yeah, you remember that?
You remember that?
Go ahead, introduce yourself, fam.
Matthew here.
Yeah.
Long time fan. I've been wanting to do this for a long, long time, and as soon as I got the call, I was hyped.
Nice.
Super, super hyped.
Nice.
I'm so happy to be here. Cheers, guys.
Dope.
Love it.
Fantastic. How you doing, bro?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Yeah, started off strong.
Yeah.
I cannot complain. I'm super, super grateful. I know there's a lot of people out there suffering, going through the most.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so grateful for how far I am, how far I've come, what I've got. Hope it keeps up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're, it's easy to forget that we're still in a pandemic, you know.
Crazy. Yeah, we're just saying, actually. Like, guys, remember there's a thing called a pandemic.
Yeah, Matt.
COVID, Flovid, COVID. There's a bit to it.
Huh? Mad.
But yeah, no, it's hard out there. I'm not oblivious to that. So yeah, cheers.
Great.
Glad to have you on, man. Mm-hmm. Where do you guys want to begin?
There's so much to cover. All right, so a whole bunch of stuff has happened since we were last on. We actually have just remembered Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, we were talking off air about things that happened in between then and now, and yeah, Hawkeye. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah,
we can delve into. Let's cover the MCU.
Let's go from there.
Let's delve in.
So Batman.
Yeah.
Get out.
You know? That's hilarious. Although, let me tell you, I was about to rant about something. Oh my god, there's so much DC shit I want to rant about. But let's get into it.
Let's focus.
Let's focus on the good.
Yeah, before we cross over to the
good. Just the shit. I'm about to shit on DC so hard. No, because it's annoying. I love them. I love DC. Honestly, given a choice, I'd say DC, obviously.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, why? Right. On what merit?
As a comic buff, I find their stories better.
That makes sense.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
The stories are better, the characters are richer and have more oomph to them.
So you've done a proper like deep dive into the whole history, the whole backstory.
Yeah, I know more about I know a lot about Supes, Batman, the Lantern Corps, the Flash, backwards and forwards.
Mm-hmm.
The Justice League in general, not so much Aquaman, not so much there's Cyborg, who used to be Green Arrow, but then they just moved him out and put him in. Anyway, we're talking about the MCU.
I know, right? Like I can seal it.
Yes.
And then what he did was
it was about to start. Oh my. Okay. We can't start without talking about Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Let's go there. Thoughts, musings.
Oh,
my goodness me! So spoiler alert.
Oh yeah, spoilers for Spider-Man.
Heavy
spoilers.
Oh man,
there'll be a timestamp for you to skip through.
Yeah,
please feel free.
We are about to spoil the hell out of Spider-Man.
Can you just say, oh my goodness!
Yo,
the last time I had such a thrill in the theater was Endgame.
Yeah,
yes, right,
definitely.
I've never screamed at a movie in a movie theater since.
Yeah,
oh man,
unreal,
crazy,
absolutely
from
unreal.
To end, just,
and such a funny story. Do you know? Actually, I was going to go to Shags just before it was released, and I was like, listen. Mom, Dad, we're not going to Shag before I watch this movie because Instagram, YouTube, everything's going to spoil this for me. Watching this and then we can go. And literally, the night before, like it was a midnight showing.
Yeah.
The next day I was off to Shag's with the most amazing energy.
Oh
my goodness. I could not. But then my brother hadn't seen it yet.
Oh,
so I'm just like, are you serious? Are you serious?
He had
right
no one to talk about it with.
But my sister had seen it. So like, we're just looking at each other like, bruh.
Yeah.
Like, yo. Okay, so let's start at the beginning.
Where could we?
Where can we even begin? Yeah.
Let's start with this. I don't know.
There's so... Okay, I mean, if we talk about what we loved, the list would be crazy.
It would be mad.
I can start with the thing I loved was the memes. Yeah. First of all.
Memes are fire.
Memes for days, man.
Yeah, they've been... And they hit the notes.
They really did.
With Willem Dafoe. Yeah.
With I popped my mind. Right? Yeah. When I watched, I was the one who noticed.
Yeah. Are you serious?
I was the one who noticed. And I laughed. I popped like when I heard that line.
No,
like,
I think I was with an amazing crowd because
the thing Spider-Man. They actually did.
Yeah, they did the thing. They're pointing at each other and everything.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, it's the first time. But thank you for pointing it out.
Yeah.
So I watched the scene the second time. Yeah. YouTube was like, oh yeah, there it is. Yeah. Oh, amazing!
I was eating popcorn like the first 20 minutes, 30 minutes of the movie. I was eating popcorn, and me and Peter over there in the apartment talking. Their lawyer pops up. Ask Danny. I literally threw up my popcorn.
Yeah.
Yo,
biggest
Daredevil fan.
Yeah,
yo.
Yeah. No, oh, that man, Matt Murdock popping up.
Yeah.
I could not believe it. But I think I was with an amazing crew because like every single note that the directors
guys were just
we were all high. Like it was a community. It was a community because those were diehards.
Yeah,
those were proper diehards.
You watched it with casual.
Looking with casual
because Man Medical, we were the only ones.
Yeah, you're like, ah! But then
guys,
getting
like, yo,
yes.
No, the cameos, they hit the nail on the head, and it was super. Like, there were rumors and everything
about
it, but you're never really sure until you actually walk in and see it.
Right.
And I just went overboard.
Who's your favorite Spider-Man out of the three after watching this movie?
Ooh, that's a tough question.
Andrew Garfield.
It's going to be Andrew Garfield, isn't it?
Still.
But the funny thing is, it wasn't Andrew before I saw No Way Home.
Really?
Yes,
it wasn't for me.
It wasn't Andrew before I saw No Way Home.
That's
after seeing it,
mine has always been.
I think Andrew Garfield's performance in this, and when you said like your favorite thing, that would definitely have been the top. Andrew Garfield's performance
in this was
like he's only like two, 3 minutes on screen.
I have gangster points. I'm
going to
lose them for this.
My guy, I know the scene. I teared up, bro.
I'm like, God damn.
You know,
I could not.
Catch the seat a bit tight.
Hold it in.
When you saved MJ.
Yeah, when you saved MJ. Oh,
you see, like, again, with the crowd, like, in my entire crowd just went, I was like,
Jesus. No, at least what I appreciate, the crowd was actually just silence.
You were silent.
It was actually, it was a resonating silence because that's a heavy moment.
They did recognize the other Spider-Man.
Yeah, they did.
There was another thing when Toby met with Doc Ock.
Yeah.
And he was talking about, like, have you been?
Have you been?
Not only that, but have you been my boy? Like, he was a proper mentor and this is a proper reunion.
Right, because I forgot that they were actually friends.
Everything
went down. It was actually the thing in his neck that
arms just got fucked up, and all of a sudden now he's all right, he's all good.
Yeah,
nah, it was absolutely
how good was it seeing Toby stretch his back when he was like, I want to get
into did you guys know the backstory?
I do know the backstory. Do you know the backstory?
I don't know.
You guys want to tell? I don't know the full heartly.
When they were filming Spider-Man 2 or 3.
I think it was two.
Two.
They were prepping for third?
Yeah, prepping for third. I think they wanted to record them back to back.
Yeah, they did.
So Spider-Man 2 of Toby, Spider-Man.
Yes.
Okay.
Toby was not keen on another Spider-Man movie.
Okay.
Also, I think he was holding out for more money, apparently.
Yes, I remember that angle.
Yes. So he arrived to film.
Yeah.
And then there was... Apparently he had a problem with his back. It was Coutinho vibes.
Oh damn! He was
feigning a back injury that was stopping him from filming.
From filming, yeah. But
in essence, he was prolonging it so that he could get more money. I think is that the story?
I think he definitely did have a problem. He was filming Seabiscuit.
Yes.
And he messed up his back, and I think it was perfectly aligned with him negotiating for a better pay. So that's how it's...
So it's like, I can't come into film 2 days because my back is fucked.
But you know, I didn't...
They still brought that into Marvel, man.
They brought it into the movie.
Because it started with Spider-Man 2.
Mm.
No, 3.
Mm.
No, it was two. Mm. When he lost his powers and he fell and he did the whole my back bit.
My back thing, yeah. Because
they were ribbing him with that shit.
Ah, I see.
Like, my back.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm, can't, yeah. And then they all look at
I can't believe they put that in. Because, like, the first time I watched that, I had no backstory whatsoever.
Ah, yeah, same.
No clue. I was like, why are we dwelling on his back?
So happy. Shock. What's a Dark Horse performance? I'd say underrated performance. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx.
Yes. I think he did. Yeah, I think he did amazingly well. They really did good to bring him back to.
Yeah.
Because what Sony did with him was unjust and unfair.
It really was. I was actually thinking back last night. I was remembering the scene when he's queuing all of them in his apartment. Do you remember the tension you're feeling when his spider senses?
Yeah, when we were going off.
Oh my god! Oh my god! You
know, you just feel like something.
Those were high stakes.
Yeah, those were
so uneasy.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been that uneasy in like a proper Marvel movie.
Yeah, I never. It was amazing.
Yeah. I couldn't. I don't even remember what I was thinking. I think it was something to do with like multiverse. Like, is this when what's his name in Loki? When WandaVision breaks the universe. Yes.
Yes. Okay, so.
I know, right? There's so much.
WandaVision breaks shit, but then also the crack appears in Loki.
Yeah, that's the
as
thing.
As well.
Yeah.
No, don't worry.
Yeah.
with. What's his name? Kang the Conqueror.
Yes, Kang the Conqueror. There we go. I couldn't remember the name.
Yeah. So I was also thinking. I thought that at the end. When I saw the track, I was like, oh, look what Loki's doing. I had no connection to Strange and everything. I was like, now you, Loki, where? Come on.
Calling the guy, wait, Loki.
Or should I say Sylvie? Because Sylvie's on the
picture. It was actually Sylvie.
So I'm like, Sylvie.
Yeah, that's another thing. So that's what I thought was happening. But then, it was just his spider sense, like a heightened version.
Yeah.
First of all, as we're talking about spider senses, how cool is it that even with out his projection in
so
his
cool.
body.
Yo.
His spider sense is still active enough to keep it away.
I know.
That was an amazing touch.
So I read up on that shit. Apparently, there's
really?
A mad fan theory for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you guys aware of Madame Web?
Madame Web.
Yes.
Educators.
Yeah, Madame Web is essentially the. So, of course, you guys know the Spider-Verse and the multiple Spider-Man everywhere. So, she's the connecting tissue, essentially, or she's the lines that connects the Spider-People to each other.
Oh, really?
Right.
She's like, I guess, the good version of Kang the Conqueror, in a way.
Okay.
Is she a variant?
No.
Okay. Kang, I mean.
No.
Okay.
She's Madame Web. She's her own thing. And she might have appeared in the crack thing when people were coming through.
Oh, really?
There's a theory that if you can... You can actually see her. She's a big deal. So, the reason why Spider-Man's able, the Spider-Sense can just move without him being within his body is actually because Spider-Sense transcends the universe, essentially.
Seriously?
Yes.
That's such a dope little, like, what?
It's like kind of like the Speed Force for Flash.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so that's what Spider-Sense is.
See.
It just transcends.
It's a collective. It's not just an individual.
Exactly.
I love it.
That
love
was
it.
Such a cool part of the movie.
That was amazing.
I was actually laughing when I saw that shit. Because I knew Brian was somewhere saying that's bullshit.
It's so true.
Because Brian is such a huge Doctor Strange
fan.
So he must have been like, yeah, that's bullshit.
I was just like,
exactly.
He's the guy who saw that in the cinema.
Yeah.
Like,
No.
It doesn't work like that. No, but I loved it. That was just one of the best. The other thing I appreciated was they really focused on his capacity for knowledge.
Yeah.
Like he's a genuine genius. Right?
All of them are.
Okay, so they focused on a lot of it in like The Amazing Spider-Man. Like, yeah,
yes.
He created his own web shooters and everything, so he's a genuine genius. But even in this one, he was like, okay, cool. Like in the Mirrorverse with Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Right? He didn't need complex massive amounts of knowledge to beat the former Sorcerer Supreme.
Yes.
Simple geometry literally beat Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Oh my god, that fight was amazing.
It was absolutely fire. I think it's won a couple of awards as well. Like,
yeah, surely, actually, yeah, they submitted
for the Oscar. Cinematography of it all. Oh my goodness!
Wow, that fight was amazing. It was simple really maths, actually.
Simple. This is geometry. You just looked it up. Like, yeah, I can see what's going on here.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so they focused a lot on his knowledge and his intellect, and I really, really appreciated that. That was absolutely on point.
Oh, yeah. Best Spider-Man movie?
By far.
Yeah?
100%.
By far.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
It's not even in doubt.
It has everything.
It has. It actually has everything.
Aunt May dying was...
I was just about to say, like, can we just pour a drink for Aunt May?
That was deep.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready.
I was not ready. I was still waiting for something to happen. Like, no, she can't die now. Like, something. No, but you see,
Man, like when I see the glider on the other side. Yeah. And I was like, this is very reminiscent of how
she died.
Really? It cut deep. I'm not gonna lie. It really, really cut deep.
I didn't think they had the balls.
Right?
Honestly?
No way. We're too used to Uncle Ben dying. Yeah, exactly. He's dead again.
Of course, they have that saying in comics. Only three things in life are constant. Death, taxes, and Uncle Ben and the Waynes dying.
Every time.
They're the only characters in comics who stay dead.
Well,
except Thomas Wayne. That's a story for another day.
Yeah. We'll discuss
that. Anyways, but yeah, man. You know, when she got hit and she flew, I was like, yo, that should kill her.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then when she got out, she was, he's like, oh, okay.
It's MCU. We're still PG here.
Exactly. Yeah, it was still PG. Then it's like, oh, no, yeah, that makes sense now. I was like, yeah, fine, fair enough.
Makes sense.
It actually made sense.
She did well.
Oh, yeah.
That cut deep.
Oh, she was a great Aunt May, though.
She really, really
That's
was.
Why I felt it was too soon. Are you easy?
From the first Spider-Man, I'm like, this is your Aunt May. If I was Spider-Man, I'm like, yeah, this is your auntie.
I think I even saw a meme about that. Like, if I was Tom Holland, I'd wish Doctor Strange to forget that I had an aunt that called me.
I saw it as well. That Michael B. Jordan vibes. Hey, auntie.
Hey, auntie. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Love it. I love it. No.
Yeah, I thought they were going to give her like more, but actually kind of makes sense in a way.
Let me ask. Yeah. What is the worst part of that movie? What did not just resonate with you at all?
Oh, I can tell you. Actually, no, I didn't answer this question first.
I'd have to think about it.
There was actually a lull.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bit of a lull.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the Spider-Man came, it was a night and then we're fighting. We got some decent scenes before the fight when they talked about the webbing.
Yes.
Then also during the fight, we talked about him being the Avengers. Yeah. So that's cool. Yeah. What is that?
Yeah.
That was dope. But I'd appreciate a teeny bit more spider bonding.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah, no, I get you.
A scene or two, maybe. Yeah. That's all. But I appreciate what I got, but I could have. I'd have liked to see them, like the way Norman Osborn interacted with the world. Essentially, all the bands interacted with the world a bit.
Yeah.
I'd have liked to see now the Spider-Man.
More of it.
Like for instance, let's say Tobey Maguire meets MJ. It's like, I'm MJ. And he's like, no, you're not. And all, you know, just them meandering this new universe and then trying to find their way about it. Then he's eventually meeting this Peter Park.
Mm.
Or like seeing a Spider-Man saying, like, wait a minute, that ain't me. And then trying to find said Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Mm. Only complaint. Otherwise, great.
Yeah. I've been racking my brain about this all, like, for the longest time. Like, I need to find a fault with this movie. It cannot be perfect. But I think if I had to, like, gun to my head, Ned miraculously being able to open portals.
Yeah!
For that was a no reason.
Yeah, especially if you watch the first Doctor Strange, how long it took Doctor Strange to just attempt to open a portal.
Right?
This guy just...
He's just like, oh my god, I wish Spider-Man was here. And all of a sudden a portal appears. Not once, but twice.
Yeah, that was a bit sketch.
I need to Google something real quick.
Yeah.
No, because I know Ned Leeds is a pivotal character in Spider-Man.
Oh, you're about to go Hobgoblin on us, aren't you?
Yes, I knew Ned Leeds was Hobgoblin. Yeah, but still, the magic does not make any sense.
Mm. I mean, it's hinted to. Like, when we go into Ned's grandmother's, I think.
Yes.
House, they focus on a lot of weird items.
Yeah.
Like a lot of artifacts around the house. I watched it the second time actually in cinema.
Oh no, it warrants a second watching.
Yeah, it definitely does. And I was like, okay, they've tried to build, but like, it's not enough.
It's not enough. It's a slow build.
Mm.
And there's another one coming out.
What do you mean?
Another Spider-Man coming out.
Oh yeah, yeah.
With Tom Holland, because they need to follow through with Venom.
Do you know, I actually, when I finished watching it the second time around, I was like, okay, No Way Home, and this is a proper send-off for Spider-Man, because he has to return to the Sonyverse at some point.
Oh, no. He's not returning.
He's not going back?
He's not going. They've made him... The MCU made Sony so much money. Why would they take him back? Like, no, let's do this again.
There's actually a meme of this. I don't know if you've seen it, where it's like from Breaking Bad with Heisenberg, Walter White with his wife standing in the storage garage with this pile of money. So Walter White is Sony and his wife is Disney, and they're like looking at all this money and like, we have to make another movie. We have no choice. Look at all this money.
Yeah, definitely.
They have to.
But I'd say 90% sure that they agreed to this already.
Mm.
It's set in stone that it's either that Tom Holland is returning.
Please tell me Garfield.
Or there's a big fan thing.
Theory.
No, not fan theory, but the fans are actually asking for another one.
Yeah?
That I think they should do.
I'd appreciate an Andrew Garfield one now.
Because they don't necessarily have to tie that to Disney.
It could be their own thing.
Because it was their own IP before, technically.
Mm.
They should follow through with that, but I know Tom Holland is returning as Spider-Man.
Yeah, no, he's not. He better come back.
Because he's, right now, funny enough, he's actually the flagship hero of Marvel, of the MCU right now.
He's the new Iron Man, huh?
He is. It's interesting that he was set up like this, but it actually tracks.
Like, they didn't even know what they were doing when they did it.
They knew what they were doing. No, because Spider-Man is actually, speaking like proper, like, economically speaking, the big three most profitable IPs in terms of comics.
Yeah.
It's Batman first, Superman second, Spider-Man third.
Yeah.
A gap.
Yeah,
then the rest. Like, those three make so much money.
I believe that. Because the amount of Spider-Mans that have been made, the amount of Batmans that have been made.
There's one coming out 2 months.
No, it's unreal.
Yeah.
But no, this is... Okay, let me tell you why I want another Andrew Garfield. Because there's a point in No Way Home where he talks about how he had to deal with his grief.
Yes.
And how he went to a dark place.
Yes.
I'd really love to see a dark version.
Yes.
Andrew Garfield.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
I think we saw a glimpses of it, actually.
We did.
Yeah. We did.
But I'd like that to be developed a bit further. I don't think we've explored that to its full potential.
Yeah, definitely. And I'd like to see let me call it the Amazingverse.
Yeah, right.
Let's call it the Amazingverse. The Amazingverse's version of Mary Jane.
Because
his Gwen has died. And of course,
true.
Spidey needs his MJ.
He does.
Or a Gwen.
There's rumors of Spider-Gwen.
There already is a Spider-Gwen.
Okay, outside of Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
A live-action version of Spider-Gwen.
I would like to see it.
Yeah.
If
is it strong enough to carry its own?
Later. Niche. After the Spider-Verse drops. Because I feel like she's going to be... Spider-Verse 2, that is. Because I feel she's going to be a pivotal part of that movie.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's going to carry that film. She carried the first one, kind of.
Did she?
Kind of.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, okay, no. I wouldn't say she carried it. But she was an essential part of that movie.
She was, yeah. That is not...
It was Peter, Miles, and Gwen.
Yeah.
And then everyone else.
Yeah. I love how they hinted at Miles as well.
Yeah.
I was like, please, come on, stop teasing.
Yeah. Like, that movie would make so much money.
Oh, my goodness.
It would come close to Far From Home money.
Yeah, right.
Actually, no. Let me scratch that. I'll say US domestic,
mm-hmm.
it will come close to Black Panther.
Yeah.
A black
really, really
yes, 1,000%.
Unreal. Unreal.
Yeah.
As we're talking about Black Panther, oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Right. I don't know. I don't even know what to say.
Let's talk about Wakanda Forever, shall we?
Yeah, actually, okay. That's a very good point. Let's address this. Let's.
it's a hell of an elephant in the room. Letitia Wright, a bit of a problem.
I don't know how they're gonna pull this off. Really don't know how they're gonna pull this off.
There's guidance. Well, they have things to refer to in the comics. Unfortunately.
Mm.
Okay. for people with that don't know what's happening about with Letitia Wright, she is amongst the huge anti-vax crew. Oh, by the way, super pro-vax.
I did not know that.
She is, 1,000%. And she also was essentially not quiet about that while filming.
Mm-hmm.
And while she was filming, she got hurt.
Yes, I've seen a lot of those reports.
Which is why filming was paused, and then
I think it's been paused again, actually.
No, she came back. It was used to resume filming this week.
Oh no, they stopped again, bro.
Oh Jesus, what's
she doing? No, she's just constantly getting injured, and of course, wish her the best. But
yeah, she should not be the next Black Panther.
You just said that.
No, she should. She
said that.
I already know what you're talking about.
So then, what angle do you see?
Give it
them?
To Lupita.
Yeah. Oh no, Lupita. Okay, no.
Give it to Lupita.
Thinking
Not Shuri. Or not that Shuri.
Let me pick your brain here a little bit.
Go ahead.
I am pretty sure this is not even in the source material at any point, but correct me if I'm wrong.
Go ahead.
M'Baku.
No.
What? I was gonna say that's not a
bad. Should, but no, he's actually a villain.
He's a villain
in
the comics?
He's based on a villain. Man Ape is M'Baku, I think. Yeah.
It is. I mean, I know he's a villain, but would it be a bad...
It would not be a bad decision. It would be weird. It would be weird. It would be like turning... Not necessarily... It would be like turning... No, they've done it. I can't say. In Spider-Man, they made Doc Ock Spider-Man in comics. Essentially, through some science bullshit, Doc Ock switched minds with Peter Parker.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because Doc Ock was about to die. His body was withering away.
Oh, wow.
So he switched minds Peter Parker, and then it was successful. But then Peter Parker in Doc Ock's body died.
Oh, wow.
So essentially Doc Ock was Spider-Man.
Was the new Spider-Man.
But he was Peter Parker. Like, outside is Peter Parker, but inside is Doc Ock.
Doc Ock, yeah.
And he changed his suit. And actually, you know how the comics is The Amazing Spider-Man, not spectacular. Mm-hmm. He was known as the Superior Spider-Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's actually a very good story. But eventually, Spider-Man comes back because comics.
Yeah, because comics.
Because comics. But it would be... M'Baku becoming Black Panther would be kind of like that, if I were to compare.
It's too far gone?
It's not too far gone. It'd be a reach, but I think they can do better than that. I feel like, in terms of story, giving Lupita's character the mantle would be fine.
Okay.
And not Shuri.
So
and you're against what's the sister?
No, you can't.
Shuri.
Because you can't have your Black Panther being anti-vax and just.
I mean, that's outside MCU storyline.
Oh no, but you know how the MCU and Disney are pushing inclusivity.
Yeah, yeah.
They are leftist essentially.
Yeah.
They're on the left, and Letitia Wright is a bit on the right side in terms of some of the things that they were talking about.
Yeah, she is.
So, it would be weird.
Okay.
And
so
a PR nightmare.
Yeah, okay, I get that. But, okay, so here's another question, just because I feel like playing devil's advocate today.
Go ahead.
Why does there need to be just one Black Panther? I mean, the heart-shaped herb can be given to multiple people.
Oh, I'm so happy you said that, because in the source material, they have been two.
There we go.
At the same time. No. When, apparently, in the story, T'Challa is taken out by Doctor Doom. And in the meantime, Doom needs to show up in the MCU.
Fun fact. We're going to discuss this later, but he is teased in Moon Knight.
Yes.
In the Moon Knight trailer.
In
the trailer, there's a box behind Moon Knight, which reads Van D.
Yes! Doom is so cool.
Yeah.
Doom is the best villain.
Yeah?
The next big bad.
Yes. They have to. Because Fantastic Four are coming.
Oh my god, but they've teased Fantastic Four for so long.
There's no Fantastic Four without Doom.
No, there isn't.
Doom, I don't think people understand how... Okay, well, because the other Fantastic Four movies nerfed Doom like a mad thing, but Doom is amazing.
Yeah, no, they did him dirty.
Doom snapped Thanos.
What?
In comic book wise, yeah. Doom finished Thanos easily. Do you remember who's watched Jessica Jones?
I have.
The Netflix series.
Purple Man tried to finesse Doom with his whatever.
Yeah,
he's Doom psychic. Resisted.
Oh my god.
With sheer willpower. That's how they explained it. There's no magic. Nah, his will is just too strong.
God damn.
That's Doom.
God damn.
That's the level.
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
I know.
Doom.
I know.
Apparently, the mantle of Sorcerer Supreme came down to Strange, but Doom was a very, very, very close second.
Sorcerer Supreme. Not even Wanda.
Sorcerer Supreme.
Not even Wanda.
Not even Wanda. Doom was this.
Not even Agatha.
Not even Agatha. It's just that Doom was, you know, evil.
That's another series I'm very looking forward to, by the way.
Yeah, WandaVision.
No. Harkness of, what's the one?
Agatha, oh, yeah, there's, yeah.
Agatha Harkness.
Yeah, Agatha Harkness.
I'm not sure about that.
I'm not sure about that either.
Yeah.
I was not sure about WandaVision, look how it turned out.
Yeah, but I mean, Agatha is a spin-off of...
A spin-off.
Well, yeah, but...
Again, we're going into Joey territory, bro.
For friends.
I know, yes. What was that? Can we discuss what the hell?
Yeah, let's talk about Joey real quick, man. Joey was...
Are we going to hate on Joey?
Oh, no, I love Joey. No.
Joey is dope.
He's amazing.
His show. Oh, man.
His show was trash.
I've never had the courage to watch it.
I watched it. I watched the whole season.
I'm so sorry.
They had the balls to set us up for season two.
Oi.
Jokes. You all thought you were getting a season two. Peace. Cancelled.
What was their angle? What was the end game there?
I don't know. They thought, I guess, he was the most marketable version of the crew. Kinda.
Was he though?
He had the most catchphrases. If you think about him and Chandler, but just Chandler didn't have catchphrases, just his tonnage was his thing.
I'm sorry, I couldn't bring myself to
Joey
watch
had it. How you doing, you know?
Yeah, how you doing?
Joey don't share food and all that shit, you know?
Yeah, that lasted like one season.
No, but there's stuff
to build. I know, right?
Like, yeah, there's stuff to build
on. Man started sharing food next season. Like, really?
Yeah. It's like Frasier having a Niles show.
Okay, no. Now that's
what you're talking about with.
But
Agatha.
It can be funny.
Can be.
Use another example because you know how much I love Frasier.
I know how much I love Frasier. But no, imagine a Niles show with no Frasier.
Okay, yeah, then that's.
I just know this about you. I'm not sure if we can continue being.
Really?
Frasier's amazing.
Ah, no.
Don't watch Chess. Watch Frasier.
Fair enough.
Well, I mean, you can watch Chess with some context.
Yeah.
But just watch Frasier. Frasier's the best spin-off show one of the best spin-off shows there's ever been.
Which one is the other?
There's another one. That's why I can't think of one. But I know there's another. Because whenever I say this, I always remember there's another spin-off show that's dope. I just can't think about it right now.
Alright.
I mean, you can classify Loki and WandaVision as spin-offs.
Can you?
They're shows.
They are definitely spin-offs.
Spun off of movies.
Definitely spin-offs.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about Loki?
Loved it.
Yeah?
Loved it.
That was absolutely on point.
I think I watched it 3 times now.
Honestly, as soon as I finished it, Kang was now my new favorite villain.
Mm.
Especially or after hero.
Kang is actually also terrifying.
I know, right?
He who remains.
He who remains.
Unreal. I remember seeing something about how, phase three is done. Marvel's exhausted all their options. It's done now. They've made their money. It's all downhill from here. After Endgame. They're wrong.
Oh, they're wrong.
So
I saw a meme. I saw people saying that in the next caption was get ready for some magical
Hold my beer.
No, get ready for some magical bullshit. Because what is coming next is magical bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, this shit with Loki, we have Multiverse of Madness happening. Even Shang-Chi was low-key magical as shit.
It was low-key magical bullshit.
There's so much.
And then Moon Knight is excessively magical bullshit.
So segue.
You touched on it before.
Yes.
Let's segue properly into Moon Knight.
Did you describe the character?
Moon Knight. I have not described Moon Knight, but I want your first impressions, and then I'll talk about Moon Knight.
I don't know much about him.
But first impressions of the trailer.
Clearly, he's mentally disturbed from the trailer.
Yes.
He has problems.
Yes, he is.
He has issues.
Not that we're hating on anyone. With
well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean.
It's a
yeah.
pandemic of its own.
Exactly.
And, you
I
should
love people
seek help
all,
when you should.
No.
Okay, well, to follow up on your point, what I love about Moonlight is that they address that. They don't shrink away from it.
That's what I liked, that they addressed it.
He is a hero with a mental illness.
I feel like the first episodes are going to address his mental illness.
He has multiple personality disorder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get that from the trailer. All
right.
And, just by, you know, okay, so Moon Knight's actual name is Mark Spector.
Mm-hmm.
They don't mention his name in the entire trailer.
They do mention
they mention a name, but they everyone else in the trailer refers to him as, I think, John. And yeah, then when he's having a phone call, he's like, "Who is this? Like, oh my god, I've been trying to reach you. Like, why do you sound different?" Mark is like, "Who's Mark?"
Oh yeah, who's Mark? Yeah, yeah, I remember.
Mark is him. He is Mark. He's just. I'm wondering why he's even in England. Actually,
that's gonna be so interesting. Okay, yes. So my first impressions. Wow.
Yeah.
Absolute wow! I am thrilled by it. Like, this is very rarely, not that I'm bragging or anything. Like, I don't know absolutely anything about a particular like, I was watching Eternals and the end credits scene has Black Knight. I have no idea who Black Knight is, what his superpowers are, what he stands for. Is he an anti-hero? I have no knowledge. But upon watching the Moonlight trailer, I'm like, yeah, I'm ready. Let's go for this. Let's do this. Let's watch this. Let's see where they take this. I hope it's dark.
It is.
I really do hope that Disney and Marvel can
bridge that gap.
Because their audience is maturing. I mean, we have to.
Moon Knight is not a nice guy.
So tell us more about who Moon Knight is, what he stands for.
Moon Knight, wow, Moon Knight. He is very complicated because he's struggling with this mental disease. He has, like, well, as we speak, well, where I left off, three distinct personalities. He might have developed a fourth one, I think. Of course, you know, with comics and different writers have different interpretations. I can't remember for the life of me the one I want to talk about, so I will just put that to the side. In terms of darkness, they explore it. The depth. He's a shattered man.
Mm-hmm. Clearly.
And if okay, to give it perspective, he's shattered and he's Okay, so he is possessed. Well, I don't know how they're going to explain it, but the powers he gets are from an Egyptian god called Khonshu. Mm-hmm. Khonshu is not nice.
All right.
Khonshu is, you think Enchantress, actually, kind of.
Ah, okay, okay, I see. Okay. I see.
It's
one
like
of my favorite, actually. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's Khonshu's like, oh, so we're avenging Night tonight, huh? And you're like, wait, what? And then
it happens.
It happens. Like, yeah, we're doing this now. That's what Khonshu is. Basically. And Moon Knight is deranged and very violent. I always use this example to explain how deranged he is. You're familiar with the Civil War comic, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're turning to a movie where Cap and Iron Man have beef.
Mm-hmm.
There's a point in the comics where Captain America and Iron Man both visit Moon Knight at different times, eh? And tell him, my guy, you best sit this one out. You don't join any side.
Wait, so is he a renegade?
No, he's just unstable. Wrong. Like, because you know, heroes fighting, because you know heroes can draw the line when they fight each other.
Yeah.
That's why Cap and Iron Man said, if this guy is on either side, he's going to end up killing a lot of people. So then Cap told him, you
sit this one out.
I'm not recruiting you to be on my side. No, I don't want you
to be neutral
on any side. And then Iron Man's intimidation, like, yeah, what Cap
said. I agree.
No, we're benching you. No one wants you on their team,
Moon Knight,
bro.
Stay.
Literally, that's what you stay. You stay here, Moon Knight.
Wow.
He's that deranged. Although, on the other side, he's the most memeable hero ever.
Are you sure?
There's so many. You Google Moon Knight memes right now.
Okay, the only reason I'm asking is because, I mean, well, Deadpool is part of the MCU now.
Yeah. Right. No, or him and Moon Knight are going to get. I think Moon Knight will lean into the memes once he joins the Avengers.
For Moonlight, who are the people, like, around his stuff in terms of, like, heroes and villains?
Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
Because he, where I left, he's American-based, which has perplexed me that why he's in England now.
Who?
Moon Knight.
Okay.
He's American-based primarily. So he frequents with Luke Cage a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He's had run-ins with Daredevil, Kingpin. He's one of those heroes.
Yeah.
He's New York-based, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Run-ins with... Oh, there was a good series. I haven't read it yet. Moon Knight versus the Avengers.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Him by himself.
What? Okay, so...
Where I left off, he took down Black Panther, which is amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Moon Knight is...
Can we talk about his abilities? Because as far as I know, he's just possessed.
Yes.
Shaitani.
Right? Like,
yes.
Shindwe.
And that's how they defeated him. Prayers.
Roll credits.
Yeah, okay. So he's a master hand-to-hand combatant because
mm-hmm.
Mark Spector is a trained mercenary.
Mm-hmm.
He's a trained mercenary. He's giving me very, what's this guy's name?
About to say bad
Punisher name. Vibes.
Ah, yes, kind of.
Yeah.
Think Punisher, very Punisher but vibes. He can't remember why, how
he became.
How he became like this.
Okay, fair enough.
That's why I remember he was.
That's the guy, if he comes into the MCU.
Oh, he's coming.
I will.
If Matt Murdock is there.
He's it's already canon now.
It's because Kingpin's canon.
He is canon.
And Matt Murdock's canon.
Yeah, like
the next logical step.
They're bringing
it in. For the Punisher, yo, I'll be that guy in the cinema. Yeah! Yeah! Get in!
I can't wait.
Punisher is something else as well, man. But don't count your chickens for Danny Rand. Iron Fist is not coming.
Yeah,
to be honest, I don't want him to. You know how much
they
hated
messed
Iron Fist.
That up.
Yeah. It was trash.
I could not.
It was so trash.
I remember only watching it because of the Defenders. That's the only reason I wanted to watch Iron Fist.
I think, oh my goodness.
Do you know how many times I had to rewatch episodes just to understand where we are and how I need to care about you? I don't care about you.
Yeah.
You've got money, you've got hair.
So they've rebranded Iron Fist in the comics, they're making him now coming from either Japan, China, or South Korea, one of the three, I can't remember. But now he is from there instead of some rich American dude who knows martial arts now, which I feel is true to form.
Awesome.
Because Iron Fist is dope. And Iron Fist and Shang-Chi, they mix a lot.
Oh, really? Okay.
So that makes so much sense
that they're
doing that now comics-wise. So now they can introduce it to MCU like, oh, no, remember this Iron Fist. No.
That doesn't exist.
This is the new Iron Fist.
Forget about that. Don't talk about that.
Yeah, exactly. Sweep it on the ground.
So another thing is there's the whole Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agents of S.W.O.R.D. and...
How do you feel about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Oh, dear Lord. I'm actually mixed. It started off pretty rough, but then they dived into this whole, what is it called? Synthetics.
Yes.
That just sort of take on your own persona and everything. And I really, really love that angle. But at some point, I just lost all interest. I think that's when Phil decided to retire.
Yeah.
Phil Coulson.
Oh, okay.
Phil Coulson decided to retire.
Somehow he survived.
From S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, yeah, you don't know this? Oh, no, Phil's alive.
Of course.
The whole reason the Avengers existed is a lie.
Negating the literal reason they were named the Avengers.
Right in the childhood. Nick is just a lie.
It's all a lie. No, it's all a lie. Oh. And apparently Nick Fury knows all this as well. It's just like, nah. It's
always a lie.
Also, with the synthetics things and the Skrulls appearing...
I'm sorry,
Skrulls take precedence.
Yeah, right? Like, I'm sorry, you can't have humanoids and actual beings that can shapeshift. I'm sorry, it's not a competition.
Exactly. I'm psyched for Secret Invasion, actually.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm psyched for Blade. But it's weird.
Not Morbius?
I'm not psyched for Morbius. I'm not going to lie. I'm more psyched for Blade.
Yeah, more Blade.
No? Yeah, no. Cool. You know, you might be seeing Jared Leto in the next Spider-Man.
On that note,
let's calm though.
What's the metaverse saying?
Wow.
Yeah.
Brilliant segue there.
We should have said talking about multiple universes.
The universe.
The metaverse.
There we go.
And then,
see?
Bro, that's how you segue. Bro.
There we go. So about the metaverse.
Let's take it again, guys.
Okay, let's go from the top. The metaverse.
Yeah.
What do I feel? Mark Zuckerberg is on a whole other level. I feel like this man just looks for ways to make more money. I feel it's leading us to a dystopia. I don't feel like we need to be in a scenario where all of us are wearing headsets just to interact with one another. I don't want that. I really don't. There's something about looking into another human being's eyes. It doesn't even need to be a human being. Like... Sasha is a dog that keeps coming up, and there's a bond that you instantly form with this person or thing that you cannot communicate with.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like we're gonna be able to capture that in the metaverse.
So now Sasha with headphones basically is where we're heading.
Yeah, I can't see. And funny you should say that. Like there's projects all over, I think, Europe where they fit cows with
VR headsets. Oh, yes, I heard about that this week. Yeah.
So they can produce more milk. Yeah, because they show them visions of green pastures yeah. and everything. I'm like, that cannot be our future, guys. Yeah, we cannot.
Spend money on VR goggles for a cow.
For a cow. I mean, first world problems.
It's right? And then it's not even like one pair. It's no, two pairs for
each because
eye,
it's on the other side of the head. So big.
Oh my god.
So that's how I feel. On the other hand,
it
I
eats by milk. It's coming. It's coming soon.
I'm optimistic of the technology. I'm not optimistic of what it will mean for humanity.
But yeah. It's like shit though.
For now.
I saw a meme that Metaverse looks like what NCIS put on when they have to solve a crime that's related to a video game.
Ooh.
That's
true though. That's rough.
Remember that episode of CSI Miami where they had to find clues about a murder through like a video game?
I know.
That's essentially what that's what the Metaverse is.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's not bad.
Nah.
Because my background, of course, I mean, that's cool. That's very cool. In fact, let it go in that direction. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. It's been a pleasure. It's good to have you guys back listening to episodes. Matthew, thank you for coming.
Of course, definitely.
Plug your socials, bro.
Wow, I've never done that before. I mean, I think my account is even private, but like, I'm looking forward to the
it's,
new request.
It's if you want
request.
To. No, it's okay. If you want to.
Let's go for it. Let's see what happens. So my Insta is at justblackjack, hyphen in between those two words. Yeah, dope. Hit me up.
Nice.
And we are at the African Gents on Twitter and at the African Gents Pod on Instagram.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you all for listening. Bless and happy New Year.
Dope.